Hi, my name is Elijah Elvis Craftsman. I am the host for the Signature Podcast. I am super excited to be back on your screen again. It's been a long time. We took a long break for a period of over a month because we wanted to recalibrate and create contents that are condensed and calibrated to meet your needs and answer your questions. And I'm excited that we are back. Bigger and better with premium contents created just for you. This episode of the Signature Podcast, I would like to lay emphasis or discuss or talk about success habits. Now, a lot of people want to become successful in life and they fail to realize that nobody wakes up overnight success. You don't sleep a night and wake up the next day becoming a success. You know, a lot of people fail to realize that success follows process, patterns, and timelines. Now, for you to become successful, there are habits that you must imbibe. There are habits that you must develop. You know, when people talk about successful people, you must understand that for you to be accredited or associated as a success, you must apply the same principles, the same rules that they apply to become successful. You must understand that habits are formed. Nobody wakes up knowing how to succeed in life. It is learned. You don't come to life. Nobody was born a success from the beginning. Everybody figured out how to be successful. Everyone figured out how to be. Check among all the successful people we have in the world. They learned how to become successful. Now, some people probably learned it faster than the others because of the environment they were raised. But the point I'm trying to make here is the habits for success can be developed. It can be nurtured and cultivated. It's not something that is given as a gift or talent to anyone. It is something that you must groom, nurture, and develop until you gain mastery. Becoming a success requires intentionality. It requires intentional work. There are things that makes an author wrote a book and he titled it, What Makes the Great Great. There are factors that makes greatness out of people. You know, you see someone who you're looking at that person, potentially there is nothing that looks like greatness on the inside of them, but they reinvent themselves and emerge out of nothingness and become great. It is because they've come to acclimatize themselves with what makes the great great, imbibe them intentionally, practically, until they become, you know, greatness personified. So habits are formed. Habits are things that you must do repeatedly, you know, over and over until it becomes a part of you, such that you can begin to do those things without thinking about them, because of course they've been interwoven into your subconscious mind. Now, speaking of habits, you must understand what kind of habits you want to form, because before you start talking about forming those habits, right, you know, conversation we're having right now is success habits, what habits you need to develop to become successful. So first of all, you need to identify, what do you want to become a success at? That's the number one question. Because if you don't know what you want to be successful at, you cannot form the right habits that you need to become successful at them. So the number one thing you must do, first of all, is to identify, what do I want to be successful at? The reason I was talking about you identifying what you want to be successful at is because, well, I should share my story. When I started my journey to personal development many years ago, I wanted to be a global leader. I wanted to be a transformational leader, a world change agent. And having identified what I wanted to become, it became easier for me to begin to ask questions as to what are the habits that I need to develop to become that kind of person that I wanted to be. I remember reading this book by, what's his name again? Jack Canfield. Yes. Success Principles, how to move from where you are to where you want to be. you know, that book was one of the books that helped me, you know, in developing certain sets of habits that I needed to become the kind of person that I wanted to be. Using myself as a case study, of course, this applies to every young person out there who is, you know, craving to become a success, who desire to become a success. I knew that where I needed to start my journey was, number one, to develop a passion for knowledge, you know, and for me to maintain a consistent passion for knowledge, it requires me developing the habit of reading. Now, you want to become a success, you must know the rudiments of success. And how do you come in contact with the rudiments or the instruments of success without reading? That's where it all starts. It doesn't matter what field you want to engage in and be a success at, whether you're going into the filming industry, you want to be a lawyer, you want to be a doctor, you want to be a politician, you want to be an entrepreneur that is recognized globally as a success, whatever field, you want to be a footballer, you want to be an actor, just go, the list goes on. Whatever it is you want to do, you must understand the place of knowledge. And knowledge will not come to you naturally. You must seek out knowledge. So you must develop the habit of being a student. Student, I'm not talking about the classroom student, but someone who is intentional about self-education, where you constantly read books, read articles. You know, I remember I'm telling my stories because, of course, like I said, I'm using myself as a case study. I remember times where I had to watch a lot of TED Talks, you know, on YouTube, you know, because I was in search for knowledge. I wanted to learn how to communicate effectively. And I knew that one of the ways to do that is to consistently seek out knowledge. Seeking knowledge is not enough for you to be on your path to success in life. That's true. If you really want to be a successful person, what you do about the knowledge that you acquire goes a long way to determine if you're going to become a success or not. Now, I'm saying this because a lot of people go to seminars, go to conferences, read books, listen to podcasts, but their life still remains the same year after year. The only difference between themselves and the ones who end up successful, the same kind of information they have access to, is what the attitude or the habit of practice or implementation, or some will call it execution. How well do you execute or act on the information that you receive? I remember, you know, like I said, you know, when I started my journey to personal development, I wanted to be an oratory speaker, right? I wanted to be very eloquent to speaking, not just speaking, but a public speaker. I wanted to be able to stand in front of people and command the audience and command, you know, and exude some form of presence that would make people in the audience listen to me, right? So, and I knew that I don't have that naturally and I needed to develop it. So what did I do? Like I already mentioned, I started watching a lot of TED Talks. How do these people do this? You know, how are they able to stand in front of people and speak so eloquently, commanding their attention, getting them engaging and connecting with their audience? I watched a lot of it and I prepared for what my first, this was in 2016, 2017, if I remember clearly. So I prepared for my first, you know, public speaking engagement. And I tell you the truth, I put in hours to prepare for that particular presentation. I remember standing in front of the mirror every time and time again, practicing my speech, you know, saying them over and over again. I prepared my document, you know, what I was going to talk about. And you won't believe that I read it over and over again. I think it was about 4 pages of presentation until, you know, I read them over and over again until word for word, line for line, all of those, you know, word that I prepared for in my speech or presentation, you know, was already in me. I could say them literally word for word, line for line, the way it is in that piece of document. You know, it wasn't like I was planning to cram all of those, but it was because I constantly practiced. I remember going to the venue for that particular event and, you know, going to the stage and pacing back and forth, you know, imagining in my mind that I have my audience right there. And I was just speaking, you know, as though I was already presenting. I did that countless of times. You know, guess what happened? The day I was supposed to present, I got a standing ovation after my presentation. And of course, I did command my audience attention. So without practice, you cannot be a success. That is one of the surest ways to become a successful person. Your ability to execute, your ability to implement on the knowledge that you have acquired. Every successful person out there live an intentional life. You must know that. There is nothing like overnight success. I like to John Maxwell, one of his books I read many years ago, said that, you know, success is a product of what you do every single day, your daily routine. Now, if what you do every day is what accumulates and makes you the kind of success that you desire, the question now is, what are you doing today? And what you're doing currently, will that accumulate into the kind of success that you want many years from now? So that brings me to the point where I would have to mention that for you to become successful, you need to set clear goals. Now, a lot of people set visions, set clear goals. They say things like, oh, in the next 10 years, I'm going to be this. In the next 5 years, I'm going to be this. That's good. That's good. That's really good. But the truth is, if you don't have a way to break down these goals to your daily routine, such that your lifestyle every day is in alignment or in synchronization with where you want to be 5 or 10 years from now, I tell you the truth, you're going to arrive at 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and you're not the kind of success that you want to be. So, imbibe goal setting. Break it down to your daily routine. Let everything you do every day be in alignment with the kind of person you want to be in the nearest future. Habits are formed, and habits are a product of repeated actions. You want to gain mastery over certain things. You gain mastery over them by practice, constant repetition. You want to become a good football player. You don't play one time and become a very good football player. You want to learn how to play the keyboard, the piano. You don't play the first day and become a maestro. You have to practice, practice, and keep practicing. The same thing applies to becoming a success. So you try out something the first time and you fail at it, you don't stop because you failed at it. In fact, you are not a failure because you failed the first time. You're a failure when you fail the first time and you give up. So why am I saying what I'm saying right now? As you begin your journey to developing healthy lifestyles or habits that would, you know, cause you to end up becoming successful in life, you must understand that you must practice over and over again until you gain mastery over them. So, having listened to me on this episode of the Signature Podcast, I want to believe that you got value. First, I shared how important it is for you to identify what it is you want to be successful at. And once that has been done, you must develop the habit of seeking knowledge. And I proceeded to mention that knowledge in itself is not enough, but what you do with that information, that knowledge you have, how do you implement them into your daily life for the kind of results that you want to see? And I went on also to mention that you must set clear goals and live an intentional life, knowing that success in life is a product of your daily routine. I want to believe that you got value from this episode of the Signature Podcast, and I encourage you to apply these principles to your life, and undoubtedly, you're going to end up a success in the nearest future. I am Elijah Elvis Craftsman, the host for the Signature Podcast. See you next week.